Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson Baltimore, Baltimore Positive. We are positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We have a whole schedule of things in July and August. We're doing our 25th or 6th anniversary, depending if you ask, Oyster Tour in September. Also celebrating our 25 years here at WNST with our documentary. All that brought to you by Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. But our friends at Maryland Lottery have us out on the tour. The Crab Cake Tour has been moving around everywhere. We've been giving out lucky Gold Rush Sevens doublers to folks. Our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions have kept my water crystal clean because sometimes I have to put it into my Planet Fitness bottle. And it's summertime here. And summer provides an opportunity for a lot of young people in the area to do something I talk about every summer. And this summer, we were a little later getting to Justin Drummond. He was off getting a better title. He is now the president of Ohana Growth. They are locally Planet Fitness. I've been with PF from the beginning of the beginning, 15 years ago, whatever it is. I've seen from a couple of clubs to more clubs than I can count now. I don't know. Justin, do you know how many clubs you have? It's probably some weird, odd number. It's never a normal number, and it always grows.
Yeah, we're continuing to grow. First, thanks for having me on here, Nestor. And right now, you're right. We've grown, and we are at 78 clubs. So a bit different than where you had us 15 years ago. So
78 clubs. And around the world, it's an incredible number. I mean, from Australia and all over the continent. I mean, it really is. It's put the P in it, the Planet part and Planet Fitness, right? I mean, it's really a global brand now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're international. I mean, domestically, that's our 78, but we do have partnership in Australia. So that's another 15 clubs there. So, you know, we're continuing to add these to the different markets across the country. Ohana ourselves, we are in the Maryland, D.C. market, Florida, Tennessee, Washington State, and California. So from coast to coast, you can find an Ohana club.
Well, it all starts here in Timonium, as Charlie Ekman would say. And this is an initiative that we talk about every summer with young people and obesity. And I'll be honest with you, I put something up today from my middle school, eighth grade, and I'll show it to you in a couple minutes. My nickname in eighth grade was Meatball. And those who didn't call me Meatball called me Doughboy. So childhood obesity is something that I certainly go back and look at the pictures in eighth and ninth grade. You know, I came from Dundalk, didn't know a whole lot about diet. Certainly didn't know a whole lot about hydration at that point, even though I played a ton of little league and tennis and I did a whole bunch of things, fruit drinks, sweet drinks, like all of that stuff. There's a lot more awareness. There's a lot more internet. I hope there's a lot less confusion about what is good and what isn't. But one thing you guys do every summer is try to invite free of charge young people to come in and learn about all the things that Mr. Hutzler was trying to teach me at Holabird Middle School that I didn't listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the great things that Planet Fitness offers is every summer. This is our fourth year in a row offering what we call the High School Summer Pass program. And what that is that allows teenagers from the ages of 14 to 19 to be able to have access to our clubs free of charge from June 1st to August 31st. And obviously, once you're in the club, you have full access to everything that we offer as if you were our Classic Card membership. So that means, you know, you have the free fitness training that you get from our certified fitness trainers that are in each of these clubs. You also be able to have access to our mobile app that has curated workouts specifically for teens. So that's something that's definitely different than what is traditionally on there because it's specifying that age group, right? To get them to understand health and well-being and physical fitness and things of that nature. But also what this does is this allows for teenagers to come in. It's hard to be a teenager, right? There are a lot of things and change that are happening in society and with them personally, especially when we talk about we're still moving away, obviously, from COVID and the pandemic. But there are things that they're still just going through naturally where internally there are struggles that are happening. They're real. And so outside of just the physical fitness benefits that you get from coming to Planet Fitness, there's also the mental well-being that they're going to be able to benefit from as well. Physical fitness has a direct correlation to mental well-being, eliminating stress, helping with a lot of those teenage emotions and depressions and just, you know, body sensitivity and things of those natures that they may be going through. All of this helps by just coming and joining the gym or working out in the gym through the summer, which we hope that they continue their fitness journey with us.
Man, no matter who we are and we grow up and whatever walk of life, we were all 13 once, right? Like literally, right? And we all know all the social parts of that. Tell me how this has been for you guys. How many years have you done it here locally?
It has been the 4 years consecutive.
4 years.
We've done
okay.
It. That's correct.
How has this from your management and concerns and this and that? And I mean, listen, I go a lot of places where they have signs on the outside saying, no school age kids in here, 4 o'clock, you know, troubles, the city, troubles, all of this, safety, parental safety. Where are my kids when they're 14, 15? You're trying to, and listen, I was lucky. I mean, I had a great peer group. We had an elementary school that had a summer camp program that a lot of the kids participated in. And I was just very fortunate to have a really blessed little childhood over at East Point and Colgate. But having a place to hang out in the summer, man, what do they say? Idle hands are the work of the devil, or time for the devil, whatever that thing is. But I'll show you my pictures from when I was 13 in a minute. But how has this worked out for a couple of years in doing this? Because I mean, you run the company. You're like, hey, we're going to invite these young people in. Let's make them feel welcome, right? I mean, all of the parts of having adults there and people paying to be there and respect and all those cultural issues. It's got to be a little different in summer in your gyms, I would think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, if you think about the natural flow of during the year of a fitness center, if you will, you have your peaks, right? Or in January and in Q1, where everyone's back in the gym and doing their thing and trying to get healthy, and they have their resolution that they have for the year. And typically, you've seen in years past, prior to us having this initiative, was the summers were a little bit slower. I mean, kids are out of school, there's family vacations, there's summer camps and things of that nature. Parents are at home with their children, if you will. So we have had a lot of learnings from, you know, the first year in which we started rolling out this initiative, where it was, we had millions of kids in our facilities. And I mean, millions of kids around the country that were utilizing this program, which was phenomenal for them and phenomenal for us. But yes, like you said, there were some times where just pure usage or volume may have been something that was unexpected because of the traction that this gained. And the members that were the paying members were seeing those challenges of being able to get on a piece of equipment. But as we've continued to roll this out, we've had learnings in which, yes, we may have to inform the teenagers that there is what we call gym etiquette, right? Where they can't just hover around one piece of equipment with eight of their friends and they're all just rotating in and they're on there for, you know, an extended period of time, because there are paying members. But even not if they were paying members, just people in sharing the equipment, sharing in the environment. And that's one thing that Planet Fitness is all about, is a judgment-free zone in which you can come in and have a comfortable workout. We're in there all working for the same thing on our fitness journey, wherever we may be on that scale. We're all working towards that one thing, and that's to become healthier. So over the years, we've been able to manage it a lot better. Education has been a big proponent for us to be able to share that with the teens outside of just health and well-being and physical fitness. It is, how do you operate in a community of people who are sharing the equipment and want to be in the same environment? I mean, there's a lot of positive things that have come from our relationship with the high school teens while they're in there in the summertime. There's definitely more good than there have been bad. So we appreciate them for coming in. We're thankful that they are taking the opportunity. We don't want to have idle hands. We want them to come in and work on themselves, be better people, be well-conditioned.
Justin Drummond is our guest. He runs things for Ohana, which means Planet Fitness here locally. And I always have my my thermos out with my PF going on. There's one, I go places now and I drive, just not just here locally, but other places. There's Planet Fitness. There's Planet Fitness. You start to see them pop up and you see people working out. But so I got to show you this, because this is 3 hours old. I almost died. I woke up this morning and one of my classmates from 1981 shared a drawing from another classmate in 1981, and it's gotten a little bit of traction out on my social media. I'm gonna share this with you because I had a little social statement about it. Mr. Statham is still alive. I believe he's 88 now. He comes on the show. He's been on the Crab Cake Tour. We've sang some songs together. Mr. Statham is a Baltimore icon all these years later. And these are my classmates. This is me, if you can't tell. This is Nestor Aparicio here. We had a fictional romance with Kim Clem that the teacher was always kidding us about being involved, and we didn't really like each other. We like each other now. But this is me, and you can see my Orioles shirt, as you can see. And Rodney drew this. He's the artist. But you can see this is not a really flattering portrait of me, Justin, as a 13-year-old, right? So you look back, and it made me smile a little bit, and I, you know, did all that. But I'm thinking to myself, imagine that kid with every baseball statistic known to mankind on this phone and every highlight and BAM media and my take my baseball fandom, especially this summer with Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. For me, it was a little more Eddie Murray and a little bit more Gary Renicky and Brother Lowe at that point. But kids are on these phones, and like, you know, I look like that without this problem. That's probably too much Pac-Man or Donkey Kong probably over at the Precados eating pizza. Kids today have other challenges about being sedentary, right? I mean, it doesn't take much in society to look and see and to complain. And I'm 55. I get AARP. I can get off my lawn, old guys. You kids don't move enough. Man, this thing is a game changer that we didn't have to deal with when we were young.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is true. Well, first, let me comment on that picture. Whoever drew that, Rodney, you said he's a great artist, because that seems like you said there was drawn years ago. So that's phenomenal.
Oh, and that's hand drawn. Rodney's a, oh man, he was the best. We grew up, from the time we were 4 years old, we've known each other. So it's a beautiful picture.
That's fantastic.
The gift to find that today, even though it's not the most flattering part. It shows how far I've come.
There you go. There you go. Progress, right? Progress. But no, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people, parents, everyone talks about the screen time, right? And one of the things that we want teens to be aware of, and all kids and to be aware of, is, you know, about 7 and 10 kids say that exercising and or being off of their screen help them navigate the other social challenges that are out there today. I mean, it gives them a way to step away from what it is that is making them sedentary, but also making them looking at social media and having these visions of what they think they should be. But being healthy and being physically fit and mentally well, they don't all look the same. It doesn't all look the same. So again, being in a place like the Judgment Free Zone, where you can be healthy, you could be making those right strides to get you to a place where you are well. You are conscious about your well-being. And one of those things that we continue to see is that, because, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You have all this access via a cell phone or via the internet. So they're on there and they have a lot of education, they have a lot of tools that they can use. And a lot of kids these days, they're in the gym right now and they know what they're working on. They can go through and put themselves through a workout, but we still have those trainers that are in there that help them, for the ones who may not know, who may not understand how to operate a piece of equipment. And so that's what's so good about this opportunity for them each and every summer, is to be in a place where they're like-minded people worried about getting better one step at a time. And there's one thing that we say in our company at Ohana is we talk about this Japanese word Kaizen, right? And that means baby steps. That means everlasting improvement and getting better day by day. And so that's something that culturally, that's what we try to impress upon our team members, but also use that in the same vein to share that with our members in the club. And these members we're talking about are the ones who are paying and the ones who aren't, that are the teenagers that are in there this summer, for them just to get better every day.
I've been with Planet Fitness from the beginning. And I remember, you know, 15 years ago, whatever it was, there was, you know, muscle gyms and everybody was looking like Schwarzenegger or wanted to. And we had the whole steroid thing in this country 30 years ago, baseball, everybody had to get bigger is better. Chicks dig the long ball, all of that stuff. And from the minute I started around Planet Fit, I heard judgment free. Now it, you know, it's Pride Month here this month, lots of things going on that weren't going on 15 or 20 years ago, to say, we're going to be judgment free. We're going to diversity, inclusion, equity, all of these things, but judgment free in the beginning. There wasn't a gym that didn't trade off of, we're going to make you sexier, bigger, strong. You know, you're going to look better so that you get judged better, so that you fit in better. You guys were judgment-free from the beginning, saying, no. This is a place where your mom can come and get a little bit of rehab and stay strong enough so she can bring the groceries in. You know, that you can do physical, normal things. And every time I'm in your gym, your trainers are always talking about, what do you have steps in your place? What do you, because I'm getting a little older as well. And I had a back issue when I went into the gym last year and saw all the little awesome little sexy upgrades and the light thing and the massage. We're going to get all that in a minute.
Yep.
But you know, I think more than anything, judgment free was from the very, very beginning. The credo of Planet Fitness, it's sort of baseline, big Magna Carta kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you're 100% right. The old concept or theories of gyms back in the day was men wanted to get in there and get bigger and stronger, and women wanted to get smaller, right? But
And they were going to meet
now,
each other too. There was all of that too,
yeah,
right?
that's the community side of things that happens there in the gym too. But yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's the judgment-free zone is again a place to be comfortable. And what we try to impress upon everyone is it's that feeling you get. What you can see, it's hard to go work out. I mean, it's hard to get up out of bed, whether it's the morning, in the afternoon, or the evening, to go into a gym and say, "Hey, I'm going to commit to time in the gym to better myself." That's a difficult decision to make. If you think about it, if for people who wanted to get smaller and they take the stance of, "Hey, if I lose a pound a week, that's 52 pounds in a year." That's success. That's a success story, but it's hard to stick with it and it's hard to be consistent with that. But so it's hard to do that. But what if you can try to explain it to someone who's coming into a gym of, "Hey, I bet you when you walk in this gym and you do your workout and you sweat for 20, 30 minutes or whatever that may be, by the time you leave, I bet you feel better. You're going to have this aura and this glow of, hey, one, I accomplished something, but two, I feel better. And at the end of the day, I'm going to look better regardless, whether that's having a bigger smile on my face because I did something this morning, or because you are actually losing that pound a week." So it is difficult to do, but we try to really focus on those small steps, that Kaizen, that getting better each time you come in and feeling good, having this glow when you come out, the happiness, all of those things. Because at the end of the day, what we do with the functional training and just being able to move and all of those things, it's about a better quality of life. That's what it's about. Coming in, being better, getting better, taking those little steps on that fitness journey and have a better quality of life. Some people may continue to get bigger, some people may continue to get smaller, but again, that focus is right there.
Well, that improvement part, and we talked this with about the Orioles and the growth mindset is what Sig Mydell with the Orioles talks about, a growth mindset. It's something I've learned with Tony Robbins 32 years ago, and I've kind of taken everywhere to make this happen and all the things that I do. But you guys live it in that if anybody hasn't been in a Planet Fitness in a number of years, go back, walk in. You'll see that it's gotten better. And I would say in a lot of locations, and this was some real foresight about the massage and about wellness and rest and the recovery and things that aren't just get in, get out, get in, push the weights around and leave. It's way more than that. And I would say if you haven't been in a long time, check out one of your more premium locations. I know you're catching up, and lots of other places have brought this on. Not every location has it, but you're working on it. And I got a sneak preview. Last summer, I went up to Randallstown and did a little. I didn't. Me and my wife said, "Yeah, middle of the day. You got sponsors like Planet Fitness. They put you up at a day spa for the day. You could be here working, but you're there instead." I had a lot of fun, and more than that, the environment of just seeing different people come in and out and why they're there. But seeing improvement, that you that your whole company is doing internationally.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we try to lead the way with is because we have such a large membership grouping across the country with Planet Fitness, is we got to continue to evolve with our membership base, evolve with how we operate clubs. And one of the things what you're talking about at the Reisterstown location there is the
I'm
upgrade that we
sorry, I
had
called it
to.
Randallstown.
That's all
I feel
right.
like an out-of-towner. I know the difference. I know where Randallstown ends and Reisterstown begins.
Hey, I'm just here to help Nestor. That's all.
Sorry.
So so with that at Reisterstown, yeah, we did an upgrade there into our Black Card Spa area. And what that encompasses is we have hydro massage beds and loungers, a way that you can sit down there. Again, this is with our Black Card membership, a few dollars higher than our traditional Classic Card. Is you're going to go in there, you can lay down on these beds, and it's hot water jets that are shooting up at your body, and it's very relaxing.
I had never done it. I, you know, and I should say I don't know why. I mean, listen, I've had a lot of massage therapy, recovery, PT, all that. I had seen that device, but until you've actually experienced it, I didn't love the chair, but I love the bed, right? So like part of it for me is finding what you love. And I think didn't think I'd like either one of them to be honestly, because you sit in the ones in the mall or whatever. Everybody's seen them in the store in the mall where you sit down and sometimes put a quarter in or whatever. But this is a whole different level
yeah,
of
this,
technology, really.
yeah, this is different. This is also something that, you know, some people come in and do this before their workout and after their workout, definitely after their workout, because you want to then, you know, relax the muscles and work out any of the kinks that you may have built up from what you were doing with your workout. But we have something for everything. I mean, I know you mentioned the chairs. One of the other upgrades are the chairs that we've now put into these clubs aren't the traditional ones that you sit in at the mall, right, when you're waiting for your friend to finish shopping, right? We now have the zero gravity massage chairs where it actually feels like you're lifted up off the ground. They get in everywhere from your shoulders, your back, your calf muscles, and your feet. So it's again, something for everyone to go in there to relax. And one of the biggest things in the fitness industry for the last couple of years has been recovery. I mean, again, recovery is just as important as it is to actually do the physical workout. If your muscles don't have time to recover, then you're not going to continue to see those gains that you want to see. So we have been at the forefront of that, and that we, meaning Planet Fitness, is creating these black card spa environments and lounges that we have in our facilities, where you have hydro massage, you have the massage chairs, you have tanning beds, you have our total body enhancement, which is a light therapy.
That light that therapy, stop. We got to talk about this, because I had never done any light there. You know, like, I heard about this, and that was one of the really fun parts of that day. I packed the bags. So I'm going to the gym. My wife, like, good. Yeah, when you coming back? Well, I'm going to do this and that and the other thing and whatever. My back was a little wonky that day from a workout perspective. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't as into workout just physically that day as I was into relaxation. And yeah, the light relaxation thing, I'm like, what is this? And then I got in the pod. It's a pod, right? And yep. I'm like, I want to come back. I liked it enough that I would do it again right now if you'd let me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say what you get in there is also for someone, you say your back was hurting that day. The floor inside of these total body enhancement units, again, where the red light is, it has a vibration pad on the bottom too, which gives you a little low impact workout while you're standing there for your session. But again, it's
soothing.
Great.
I did
it's
that.
Soothing.
It's soothing. Yes.
It's great for your skin. It's going to help with the collagen cells in your body to really smooth out the skin. We've had women and men come in and say that it's helped with even just, you know, thinning out and smoothing out the crow's feet that they may have. I mean, it's just those type of things that help you, especially in the day and age when people are thinking about their self-care. This is what it is. A recovery area is self-care for you. Working out is self-care for you. So all of these things are something that's provided and available and you have access to at a Planet Fitness.
Yeah, my wife called it a spa day. She says, you work out? I'm like, well, my back was, no. Well, then it was a spa day is what she said. Justin Drummond is here. He is Ohana. He's the president of Ohana. They're local, but they are Planet Fitness really here and really all over the world as well. Make the elevator speech for the summer for those who are too old to participate in this free thing and they actually have to pay. It has always been the most affordable thing. And I know I've told you this before, but I was a member at the Bally's Holiday Spa, 1983, over at the North Point Village. And they had a pool in the back that overlooked the dumpster. It was lovely. But, you know, it was a sign up for life, you know, prick your finger, put the blood in. It's going to cost hundreds in the membership and we'll never let you leave. You guys really perfected the can do it this month, can't do it next month. I want to do it in Bethany or Rehoboth or Ocean City, or I'm at the beach this week, or wherever it is. You guys have really sort of perfected making this not feel like an encumbrance or a life sentence or a death sentence to my credit card. It's very, very affordable to be a member of Planet Fitness. And I think that's one of the access points that's made it so popular all over the world.
Yeah, when you think about Planet Fitness, the first things that come to mind should be the affordability, the economical price point that we have for anyone to really just have access to fitness, a fitness center, and then also the recovery area as well. If you're talking about going to our Black Card membership, which is going to be your best bang for your buck. But we have over 2,500 locations nationwide. So again, access, being able to turn a corner and see a Planet Fitness is something that we thrive to be able to do and thrive to be able to have a lot of people be able to join us and again, work on their physical fitness. Again, I already mentioned the economical piece to it, but one of the things that we really, really try to key on when you talk about a differentiator between our brand and other brands in the fitness industry is going to be that judgment-free zone. to be able to come in and be comfortable and not be intimidated by seeing someone who might be in a tank top and they're bigger than you and they're lifting heavier than you and they're grunting and all of those things. We want it to be an environment where you can come in and do your thing. We want
it was
you to
always
be active.
The dude with the little cutoff shirt.
The tankini?
That would always be like, nah, man. You know, I mean, and I'm talking about when I was a young person in the 80s, that was, hey, come on, man. I know I don't look this old. I look young and sexy, but I remember Olivia Newton. Let's get physical. You know, is that that's what gyms to most people my age, that's what they remember about that. And I think over the last two decades, you guys have changed the paradigm on why I'm there. I mean, I mentioned literally bringing in groceries, getting up and down steps, being able to do lawn care. My wife loves gardening. My wife broke her ankle 4 weeks ago. She's got PT and this and that. And you know, she's 52 now and trying to stay strong. So she's doing the things she loves, getting back into a gym for her after this and staying after strengthening and doing these things is going to allow her to live happily the rest of her. I mean, it's not a muscle place. It's a fitness place, Planet Fitness, right?
Yep, 100% a fitness place. Again, talking about the quality of life, being able to play with your kids and your grandkids, walk your dog for longer than 10 minutes just because you have the better conditioning. Those are the things that we want our members to be able to come in and accomplish. And knowing that there's a community of people who are like-minded and on that same path with them is something that really, really helps, is to be able to say, someone is doing this alongside me. And you may come in there, and you mentioned earlier today, Nestor, that you may go in there, you may find your future wife or something like that. But one of the things that we see is the strength in numbers. I mean, from teenagers to adults, if you're going into a place you are able to work out with a buddy, you have that commitment not only to yourself, now you have a commitment to someone else. And so you don't have the constraints of a financial burden of, oh, I got to go and use this membership because I'm paying so much and maybe my friend can come or maybe they can't. It's an economical way that both of you guys can come in. Our Black Card membership that we have, you can bring a buddy in for free with you every time you come work out. So you can already scratch that off of a reason why you won't come. So these are the things that we try to make it easy for people to have access to fitness, which again, will continue to help physical fitness and your mental well-being. That's what Planet Fitness is really, really trying to get out there. And we've been able to continue to expand this reach to the population.
Well, the equipment's not going to use itself. So let's get you in there and get everybody using it. Make the pitch for the kids again, the people that have young people in their life or the young people watching this. We need more of you. We need more of you in shape and getting out and doing good things like this. I kid, but we went skating and met girls at this point in my life when I was that age. And, you know, I joked that once I discovered girls, I stopped playing baseball or whatever. But the summertime and all of this idle time, if there are young people out there, I wish when I was this age, this was available to us. We used Todd Nowinski's gym with the weights. We didn't know what the heck we're doing. And this is so much better than that for anyone young this summer.
Yeah, again, it's the high school summer pass program. And this is our fourth year consecutively running this. All summer, it's free to teenagers ages 14 to 19 to come to any of the Planet Fitness locations and get a free workout. Yes, you do have to sign up. You need your information in there. You do need to get a parental waiver. But those things are easily accomplished once you come into a club. You can do it online. You can do it on our free mobile app. There's all different types of ways and avenues for you to get involved with our High School Summer Pass program, which again ran from June 1st and goes all the way through the end of summer, August 31st. Free workouts for all the teenagers and all of the Planet Fitness locations. So there's not an excuse for you to be there. Over 2,500 locations nationwide for someone to come in and use one of our gyms.
Two things. We got to get a crab cake somewhere in Timonium sometime Please. Between now and next May 31st. And next summer, we'll get the band together right around Memorial Day, and we'll get this thing out right after Preakness to let everybody know about it earlier in June. But it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Very appreciative of our partnership. I'm always proud to represent Planet Fitness and talk about all the cool stuff you guys do and learn more. And I like it even more when you give me light therapy and free back rubs over at the Reisterstown location. Planet Fitness is our partner. You can learn more at planetfitness.com about all the things they're doing for young people here this summer, the summer high school pass. And You know, I've already, I feel thinner and better, certainly look better than this picture I'm looking at in 1981. It's just for talking to you. Summer, it's hydrate, everyone. That's my word to everybody out there, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, as well as Jiffy Lube putting us out on the road on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Our friends have the Gold Rush Sevens Doublers. I think you have these again on the 12th of July at Fadley's, and that's a special day because the New York Yankees are in town that day. So to kick off All-Star weekend on the 12th, we'll be down at Fadley's from 2 until 5. Luke is stopping by. We have some celebrities, dignitaries, fun friends. The Yankees are in town. You know, it'll be a good time. I'm Nestor. My thanks to Justin Drummond of Ohana Partners and our friends at Planet Fitness. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.